This is KLCC News. I'm Jess Burns. It's Beer Week here at KLCC, a time when Oregon brewing and beer culture come into focus. Clever beer names are abundant in the industry, but some breweries take things a step further, using religiously insensitive or sexualized names, like Polygamy Porter of Utah, or La Petite Pute, or The Little Slut, from Quebec. This issue has hit home recently. Allegations emerged on the pop culture website Jezebel that one of Hop Valley's beers had been referred to behind the scenes by a name glorifying sexual violence. The Springfield-based brewery issued a statement denying they originated the street name and apologizing for any harm or misunderstanding. To get a perspective on the broader issue and women in the brewing industry in general, I spoke to Ginger Johnson, founder of the Ashland-based education and marketing company Women Enjoying Beer. I've seen, especially with like blonde beers, a lot of breweries name them things that are suggestive. One brewery in Eugene, Hop Valley, has a double D blonde. Do you feel that this kind of marketing and labeling and naming is having any effect on women's willingness to buy certain brands of beer?
Well, think about it yourself. If you were the buyer and you saw some brands that you found to be offensive for whatever their reason, would you buy that? Well, no, you probably wouldn't. So I think it's extremely tired and uncreative and unprofessional. And really, it's just such sophomoric humor that I just don't understand why brands that think that they have something to offer the marketplace are pandering to a very base level appeal when they should be focused on quality and integrity and those kinds of things. If they're truly passionate about their brand, why would they need that? They don't. The great brands like Oakshire, based right there in Eugene, brands like New Belgium Brewing out of Fort Collins, Colorado, brands like Sierra Nevada, based in Chico, California, they get it, and they have always been quality focused first. You never see them making these ridiculous mistakes by pandering to some piece of the audience because they are quality focused first.
So a lot of the beer marketing that is out there is to men. I'm curious what impact that has had on women enjoying beer.
Women in America still make between 75 and 85% of all purchases. So when you're looking at beer as a category, you're darn right you better pay attention to who's buying it. The buyer and the end consumer are not always the same thing either, which a lot of places absolutely miss.
Looking beyond the marketing of it, but the culture of breweries, in that most breweries, at least locally here, brewers are men. How important do you think changing that is to improving the appeal of beer or the success of companies able to reach out to women?
There's an aspirational facet that we have to consider. When any kind of person sees an image of their kind of personality in a setting for a profession or an organization or whatever it is, they understand that, oh, I'm welcome here. If they don't see them, then there is this unspoken understanding that either their presence isn't desired or has been neglected or forgotten or whatever it might be. So, of course, when you see somebody like you, you can relate to that more. And that's a really powerful piece of marketing.
So I'm taking from what you're saying is that there's a lot of work to do, but the smart brands are doing that work.
They are. And there's always going to be work to do. And there's always going to be an uphill battle. And there's going to be some downhill sliding, too. I would like to see women get away from doing some damage to themselves, for example. There's a bunch of women in the beer community that call themselves babe or chick or girl. That is so unhelpful. And it's not respectful, and it's not clever, it's not funny, it's not, I don't care what anybody else thinks. That is equally damning because that perpetuates that it's okay for other people to use those terms in double D blonde and so forth and so on.
Thank you so much, Ginger. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jess. Cheers.
Ginger Johnson is founder of Women Enjoying Beer, an Ashland-based marketing company. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.